Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 3, Week 9. The vision, experience, enjoyment, and expression of the supreme preciousness of Christ for the genuine church life. Saturday, related verses. Daniel 10:4-9. And on the 24th day of the first month, while I was by the great river, that is, the Hiddekel, I lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and there was a certain man, clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body was also like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and his feet like the gleam of polished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. Instead, a great dread fell on them, and they fled to hide themselves. Thus, I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and no strength was left in me, but my color turned deathly pale, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sounds of his words, and when I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Daniel 9:23. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went forth, and I have come to tell you, for you are preciousness itself. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Daniel 10:11-19. And he said to me, Daniel, man of preciousness, understand the words that I am about to tell you, and stand in your place, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. And he said, do not be afraid, man of preciousness. Peace to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. And when he spoke to me, I received strength and said, speak, sir, for you have strengthened me. Related reading. The excellent Christ, the centrality and universality of God's move on the earth, appeared to Daniel for his appreciation, consolation, encouragement, expectation, and stabilization. First, the excellent Christ appeared in his priesthood for taking care of his chosen people. His priesthood is signified by the linen robe. The fact that Christ is clothed in linen signifies that his humanity is his priestly robe. At the time of Daniel 10, Christ himself, God's centrality and universality, was a priest taking care of the children of Israel in captivity. Second, Christ appeared to Daniel in his kingship, signified by the golden girdle, for ruling over all the peoples. Verse 5b says that his loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. A girdle is for strengthening. Christ's kingship is signified not by linen, but by gold. His priesthood is human, whereas his kingship is divine. Furthermore, for his people's appreciation, Christ appeared also in his preciousness and dignity as signified by his body being like beryl. The Hebrew word for beryl could refer to a bluish green or yellow precious stone. This signifies that Christ in his embodiment is divine, yellow, full of life, green, and heavenly, blue. Furthermore, Christ appeared in his brightness for shining over the people. His brightness is signified by his face being like the appearance of lightning. Christ's enlightening sight for searching and judging is signified by his eyes being like torches of fire. Christ also appeared in his gleam of polished bronze in his work and moves, tested by people and testing people. In typology, bronze signifies God's judgment, which makes people bright. God's judgment is a kind of trial. Christ was judged, tried by God, and God's trial and judgment made him bright like polished bronze. Such a Christ is the one who has been tested by others and who also tests others. Finally, Christ appeared to Daniel in his strong speaking for judging people. His strong speaking is signified by the sound of his words being like the sound of a multitude. Christ is precious, valuable, complete, and perfect. As a man, he is the very centrality and universality of God's move to carry out his economy. He is so precious, bright, shining, enlightening, and testing. As the priest, he is taking care of us. And as the king, he is ruling over us. How wonderful he is. In 426, Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Your kingdom will be assured to you after you have come to know that the heavens do rule. The earth is under the rule of a heavenly administration. Furthermore, we are under God's heavenly rule for Christ. The purpose of the heavenly ruling is to complete God's elect so that Christ may be preeminent, that he may be the first, the centrality and everything, the universality. Because the heavens rule, Christ is with us in all our situations. When we are sick, he is with us. When we are in turmoil, he is with us. We all need to learn three things: that this universe is under God's administration, that God's intention in his administration is to make Christ preeminent, to cause him to have the first place in everything, and that for the accomplishment of God's intention, we, his people, his elect, must give him the best coordination and cooperation. Through our coordination and cooperation, God will consummate his eternal intention to make Christ preeminent through the rule of the heavens."